From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom, a federal court jury in Minneapolis has found a Red Lake woman guilty of child neglect and endangerment for not providing food and health care to a child. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 46-year-old Bobby Joe Johnson, also known as Bobby Joe Kingbird, neglected and abused a child who was in the foster care of her sister and co-defendant, Trina Johnson. Prosecutors say the abuse included withholding food from the victim to the point of starvation, forcing the child to stand in uncomfortable positions for long periods of time, and assaulting the child. The Johnsons are among five people charged in the case. They'll be sentenced at a later date. The investigation was conducted by the FBI, Red Lake Tribal Police, with assistance from the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, Beltrami County Sheriff's Department, and Bemidji and Black Duck Police. Two people were hurt, one seriously, in a separate crashes on I-94 in West Central Minnesota Monday morning. The State Patrol says the first crash happened about 3:30 a.m. when a semi turned over in the median near the Downer exit. The driver was taken to a hospital by ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. Around 8:40 a.m., while troopers and other personnel were taking care of that crash, two vehicles crashed next to the scene. Nobody was hurt. The State Patrol says at 7:45 a.m. near Fergus Falls, a driver suffered serious injuries after a semi-truck and passenger vehicle crashed. Driver of the passenger vehicle was ejected. That driver was airlifted to Sanford and Fargo. Semi-driver was not hurt. Governor Tim Walz has appointed Itasca County Attorney Maddie Adam and Pennington County Attorney Seamus Duffy to fill two retirement vacancies in Minnesota's 9th Judicial District. Adam will fill the seat chambered in Bemidji, and Duffy will fill the Manoman opening. Adam and Duffy were two of the five candidates recommended to fill the vacancies by the Commission of Judicial Selection. The commission recommends candidates to the governor, who then makes the final appointments. Adams is the county attorney in the Itasca County Attorney's Office, where she is the county's chief prosecutor and legal advisor. Duffy is the county attorney in the Pennington County Attorney's Office. He was previously an assistant public defender in the 9th Judicial District and attorney at Duffy Law Office. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers and applicators to prioritize safety when handling anhydrous ammonia this spring. Expert Jane Borboom explains anhydrous ammonia, also known as NH3, is a compressed gas filter fertilizer applied before planting or side dress after planting with an 82% nitrogen composition, making handling dangerous.
If it's in contact with a person or an animal, it could burn that subject and cause damage either to eyes or to lungs if it's inhaled.
Borboom says Minnesotans will maintain their equipment carefully and properly and always position lines and equipment downwind from homes, people, and livestock.
You're going to have safety water with you. You're also going to be wearing safety goggles with no contact lenses. You'll have anhydrous ammonia rated safety gloves. You'll be wearing long sleeve shirts and pants.
And most importantly, she says, if you're disconnecting lines containing NH3, you're going to release the pressure before doing so. If accidents or spills happen, Borboom says to immediately call 911. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.